This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When Umar radiallahu anh wanted to perform his hijrah, he had arranged to travel to Medina with two people, Hisham ibn al-As and Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. When he arrived at the place they were going to meet, Hisham did not arrive because Quraysh had imprisoned him and tortured him. Ayyash was the only one who arrived. So him and Ayyash together began their journey up to Medina. On the way there, Abu Jahl and some people from Quraysh caught up to them. And they called out to Ayyash. They said, "Oh Ayyash, you're leaving your mother in Mecca, and she has sworn an oath that she will not eat or drink unless her son returns." So they started to put pressure on Ayyash to go back. Umar radiallahu anhu told him, "Don't go back, don't listen to them, just continue." Ayyash started to feel guilty. He said to Umar, "Oh Umar, let me go back and check on my mother. And also I left some money behind in Mecca. Let me get that money and come forward back to Medina." Umar said, "Forget about it. Your mother is going to feed herself when she gets hungry. She'll drink when she gets thirsty. And if you need money, I have some money. I'll give you the money that I have." But Ayyash said, "No, I need to go back to my mom." So he went back with them. But before he can go back, Umar said to him, "Listen, I feel deception taking place. So take my camel. If you feel any deception, take off. My camel is the fastest of all these camels. You will be able to escape from them." So Ayyash took the camel of belonging to Umar radiallahu anh and went back with Abu Jahl and those people from Quraysh. As they were going back, they were joking with him, talking to him. So he started to let his guard down. Abu Jahl said to him, "Can I ride on the camel with you? I'm tired of walking." So Ayyash agreed and he stopped his camel to let Abu Jahl mount the camel. But instead of mounting the camel, Abu Jahl grabbed Ayyash, pulled him to the ground. They tied his hand and his feet and they took him as a prisoner back to Mecca. And they tortured him. And they kept torturing him until he fell into this fitna and he agreed to leave Islam. And he stayed in Mecca as someone who left his religion. When the people of Medina heard this and realized most of them had been tortured themselves, the people who were the Muhajirun, when they heard that Ayyash left his religion, they started to say to each other, "This is a man Allah will never forgive." And they kept saying this to each other until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
When Umar radiallahu an heard this verse, he thought about his friend Ayyash radiallahu an, and he wrote the verse down on a paper and he sent it with a secret messenger to Mecca. Ayyash receives this note from his friend Umar. He opens it, he reads it, he reads this verse about the forgiveness of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all of the sins. He sees the camel that Umar gave him that's still with him in Mecca, and immediately he decides to leave everything behind, to get on the camel and to go right away, not to leave any possibility that Quraysh might hold him back. He got on the camel, he went to Medina, and he re-accepted Islam and joined the Muslims in Medina. This is such a powerful story. First of all, the power of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no matter what evil or bad thing that you have done, as long as you are alive, you have the opportunity to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek His forgiveness. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and He is merciful. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins. And this story also reminds us of the power of a good friend. Umar radiallahu anhu was a good friend to Ayyash. He gave him good advice. He even gave him his own camel. And even after Ayyash fell into fitna, Umar radiallahu anhu did not give up on his friend. He still wrote this verse down and sent it to him, hoping that he would return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.